Good morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. We are starting Advent today and we're going to do an Advent story, an Advent theme every Monday until Christmas. Now, the inspiration I'm going to take for this comes from a book called Honest Advent by Scott Erickson. You can pick that up anywhere you get books. You can get it on Kindle. I'm not going to use every single day because he goes through every single day of Advent, but I'm going to take some ideas from that and bring it to you for Monday Coffee. And the first one is, he talks about Annunciation, but I'm going to talk about Revelation. He also speaks about that in the first chapter. Revelation in terms of the things revealed to us, that sometimes when stuff is revealed, we can't go back. That the only option is to move forward. And so it's, some people have said it like, once you see, you can't unsee. Once you have taste, you cannot untaste. And so that's what I'm talking about when we're talking about Revelation. And it comes from Luke 1, 28 through 29. When the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. This is the story of Mary, who is being told by an angel that she's going to bear the Son of God, that she's going to give birth to the Messiah. A moment of revelation that changes Mary's life forever. So all of the things she thought she would do or the life she thought she would have was completely erased in that moment. A lot of us want revelation from God. We want God to be clear as day in telling us what we need to do for our lives. Maybe what job we need to take, what college to go to, how to parent our kids, how to deal with family. We want God to be able to say clearly to us, this is the way. But the thing about revelation we don't realize is that revelation costs us. It costs us something because it expects something from us afterwards. That now that we have seen and cannot unsee, now we have a responsibility going forward. That things are not going to be the same because now we know differently. Because if we know better, we should do better. This is where Mary's at. That all the things in her life she thought were going to be normal are completely out the door. Revelation is scary. Scott Erickson says, "In any divine annunciation, you receive revelation as a gift. Yet at the same time, you receive notice that all you had planned is ending. It's all over. Everything will change. Most of all, you. Maybe you want to change. Maybe you want other things to change, but you don't need to. But revelation isn't about transformation that you're in charge of, right? It's revelation creates room inside of us for Christ to do work, so we are no longer in control of what's going to happen moving forward. Instead, it's like being taken along for a ride, and along the way, you continue to get pieces of information that you show that you are on the path to something different. Not one you've necessarily chosen, but one that you are growing from. But this is another thing that Scott Erickson says. He says, "It seems that revelation doesn't transform the places you want to transform. It transforms all the things you dreamed and planned for your best case scenario. So revelation really messes things up. And for those who are willing to accept the cost of revelation, finds oneself in the deepest of stories of one of divine, mysterious, and human implications. As people of faith, we are called into this mystery. We are called into the mystery of God by revelation. That we somehow have knowledge that maybe some others don't. That we have knowledge of a kingdom of God that Christ enacted, that Christ gave as an example through his life that we are to follow as followers of Christ. We have tasted of the kingdom of God, and we cannot untaste. So now it has been revealed to us what life looks like when we live with the love and compassion of Christ. So during this Advent season, as we wait for that Christ child to be born, may you step into the revelation. May you receive revelation from Christ. this Advent season that thwarts your best laid plans. Have a great week.